My emotional calm, my apprehensive emotions, my nervous emotions were stretched this morning. I went into the dentist. The receptionist was very professional and pleasant. I sat in the waiting room. There were two other people there in front of me. I wondered what they were there for and whether their potential work, restoration, recovery, work was going to be anything like mine. Gradually they disappeared. I was called in. Very nice welcome by the dentist. Fabulous manner, to the extent that I thought, God, it is really nice to be treated like this. For a while, I felt like, oh, thank goodness somebody is paying me attention. He poked around, he had a good look, he didn't say anything, I was quiet. He gave me a pair of glasses to put on. He got one of these metal prods that have got a hook on the end of it. And I never had such a thorough examination, and every bit of the examination led to me feeling, though I didn't say anything, oh, someone is really giving me a good work over. Every now and again I'd go, and that was when he hit a nerve. I would say about six times, and I thought, well, at least I'm communicating to him where there might be a problem. He wasn't saying anything. Eventually he stopped, and I said, can I please drink a glass of water? He said, yeah, of course, I'm just letting you sit up so that you can drink. And I did. There was quietness. Then he started at the right-hand side of my mouth. That surprised me, because that I didn't think was the most important part of my mouth. But he may have been right-handed and always start on the right-hand side, which of course was my left-hand side, so maybe he was left-handed and started at his right hand, or whatever. I'm simply saying that he talked and talked and talked. And I listened and listened and listened. He went over practically every tooth. Having described what things were like in my mouth, most of which I knew already, but it was like hearing it from another person, which reinforced what I'd understood. The last time I saw a dentist at this practice, I realized that, oh my goodness. And I said it to him. I said, it's like as if, I'm going to build a house, or that everything you're describing is going to build a house. And that was after he had described his role in the process as being the dentist who laid the foundation for the other dentist to do all the stuff that was almost like above the surface. This guy would take out the teeth that needed to be taken out. He would put in a foundation for whatever you call those posts that you sink into your bone grafting, he almost described. And well, I'll say etc. I don't really want to lose you paying attention to what's happening. And I could feel myself receiving confirmation that I needed to think about my life expectancy. And I spoke about my life expectancy with him, because I said, look, this would have been a very easy decision about going ahead with all of this work if I was 50 years of age. But what is my life expectancy? Well, I didn't expect him to answer, but I did express it. And so if I simply say that There's a year's work of dentistry to be done in my mouth if I want to have a mouthful of fixed teeth with no gaps whatsoever. Then I decided I had to ask him a question. And I said, what about the option of taking the whole lot out and giving me entirely false teeth? And he said something in relation to that that didn't make it sound like a terribly attractive option. But one of the reasons was that he said, you know, you have some good teeth in there, basically in the center of my top and bottom set. And I then said, well, what happens if you keep those ones and give me false teeth in all the other places? And he did give me a description of what would be involved. And he did confirm, as I knew already, that this would cost me a lot less money. There would still be a lot of teeth to be taken out. That's inevitable. And but dentists these days say it won't hurt you. Last tooth I had taken out required enormous strength on the part of the dentist. But that's another story from another time in the past. I came out, and what did I feel? I didn't feel neutral. I definitely felt, oh no, I'm going to have to make a decision. This isn't all that easy. It isn't all that easy. I went and sat in a cafe, had a single espresso in a cappuccino cup with hot water on the side, and some kind of a roll which was heated up. Took a photograph of where I was and sent it to an old friend, not as mature as I am, but a friend of certain age. I said, this place reminds me of the good old days, and they were good old days, when I used to spend time with him and others in a sort of mastermind group. So here I am, back home, down in the dumps. That would be the simplest thing. But I have had several people sending me messages on Facebook saying, oh, a bit like, oh, you poor man, I hope you're all right, or I hope you are okay. You know, that's a terrible thing, Paul. But I've had a haircut. Did that bring me back to good mood? Not really. I wouldn't be telling you all about this dentist if I was in a good mood. I'd probably be telling you that I finally found what I wanted in a form of lip balm. Because I need lip balm and I haven't taken any. And I went to the pharmacy and I got my meds for Christmas. And I'm now thinking I better go out to the supermarket and get some raisins, some milk and some chicken. I got enough things yesterday. But this is my life. I go to the supermarket almost every day. Maybe I'll record an episode which is nothing but ambient sound in a supermarket called Super Value. Until then, bye for now.